The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, I need you to cut me some slack for just a second because I'm going to brag about one of my kids right now. But the reason why I want to tell you this story is because you could do this too. And I know that because we've helped thousands of people have like awesome success. So Brock was on Instagram. He was like totally trying to grow it, working really hard to make tons of posts. He had about 60, 70,000 followers. That's a lot of followers, but I mean, he was working at it intently. This is after he graduated from college. Then Instagram releases their reels, and Brock challenges himself to do 30 reels in 30 days. His Instagram growth doubles. It was insane. So then he challenges himself to do it continuously for at least a full year. And guess what? Brock today has over 500,000 followers. It's insane. He's growing on Instagram like 10 times as fast as I could ever hope to. And it is because of this 30-day reels challenge. Now, I want to encourage you to do it too. So if that's something you're like, that is what I need. I need some accountability so I actually do this every day. And I need someone to tell me what to post every day. Okay, well, you can now be a part of our 30 days of reels ideas. It's like a challenge, but you're also going to get lots of ideas. If you prefer to just post your own reel, you can do that too. But if you need ideas, this is the place to go. You can grab yours for free by going to instaclubhub.com/30reels. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/30reels.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the current hottest social media app out there, Be Real. First of all, let's talk about it. What is Be Real? According to its Wikipedia page, Be Real is a French social media app released in 2020. And after a few years of relative obscurity, it gained popularity rapidly in the early and mid 2022. In fact, recently, Be Real reported 53 million downloads, which is one of the fastest growing social media apps out there today. But is it worth it? Is it worth your time? Should you get on it? Is there a realistic opportunity for marketing and business growth on the platform? That's what we're going to talk about. But let's begin by unpacking a little bit more about what this app is and how it works. How is it different than something like Instagram or TikTok? Essentially, Be Real is all about doing exactly that, being real. So you download the app, you sign up, create a username, you find a couple people to follow based off of your contacts and other people who follow the people who you follow. And then once a day, once every 24 hours, the app sends you a notification. It has one of those little caution emojis, the yellow one with the exclamation point, and it says, it's time to be real. And then supposedly, you have 2 minutes to take your Be Real. The point of it is supposed to be that there are no filters, there's no editing, there's no importing your own photo. Randomly at an undisclosed time of the day that's different every single day, you'll get a notification, and you're supposed to, as quick as possible, take a picture of exactly what you're doing. This way, some people are watching TV, reading a book, some people are on the toilet, all with the point of eliminating the fakeness that we often see and we often stereotypically think exists on Instagram. So it's supposed to be just an app where you are as real and as authentic as possible. Another part of the app is that you can't see everyone else's posts from that day until you make your own post. So if I haven't posted on October 15th, then I can't see any of my other friends' posts from October 15th. I also can't scroll back to the 14th or the 13th. Basically, I can only see whatever Be Reels have been posted in the last 24 hours, and only if I have also posted my own Be Reel in the last 24 hours. Now, there's technically no penalty for being late. You could post 5 hours after the notification or the alert goes off, and the only real penalty is that your friends get a notification saying that you posted late, and there's a little tiny, basically, disclaimer on your post that says that it was posted late, but it doesn't affect the post. It doesn't affect whether or not you can see other people's posts. There's no points or real gamification currently on Be Real. So there's no real penalty other than that it says you posted late. Now let's talk about the social component of Be Real. You can leave what are called real reactions to people's posts, which means that you can leave a thumbs up, a smiley face, a lightning bolt, a surprised face. But rather than that being an emoji, you actually get to take a picture of your face making that expression. And then when you tap on that button, Be Real will send them that little tiny picture of your face making that reaction. So again, it's supposed to be your real, genuine reaction. You can leave comments on Be Real, but there are no likes, there are no saves, there are no shares, and there are no direct messages. So from a user interface perspective, it's a very simple app. It's just really the home feed with the photos. Oh, and speaking of the photos, one thing I failed to mention earlier is that when you take your Be Real, it takes a photo using both the front-facing and the back-facing camera, so you can't hide what you're doing. It takes basically a selfie and a picture of your environment at the same time, and then you do get to approve it before it posts, and you can retake it if you want to or need to, but there's no real way to edit your photo, and there's no way to take a video or a reel or a boomerang or a TikTok or add music or anything like that. It's just a picture of your front-facing camera and a picture from your out-facing camera. There is a section called Discovery where you will randomly see reels from all across the world. You'll see reels that were posted in Italy, in China, in the United States, pretty much everywhere. And it doesn't seem that there's really a algorithm to the Discover page. It seems like it's almost random who gets shown what Discovery posts. And if you enable that feature when you are posting, then other people around the world could potentially see your Be Real. So one of the few buttons, one of the few options that you do have before posting your Be Real is whether or not you want to share it to the Discovery page. If you do, then again, you could potentially be seen by people all around the world. If you don't, then you're only going to be seen by the people who you have approved to be your friend. There is technically a profile page on Be Real where you can add a profile picture, you can add your name, and you have a username, and it does show you who you are mutually friends with, but there's not like a list of followers or a bio like there is on Instagram. Your loved ones, coworkers, and clients are complex, beautiful mysteries, but Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. Whether you're shopping for your mom, dad, teenagers, in-laws, your best friends, or something work-related, Uncommon Goods makes it easy to find remarkable and truly original gifts for anyone. Uncommon Goods wants your holiday season to be stress-free, so check out their section of thousands of items today. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site when I was looking around. Uncommon experiences are more than just virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading to romantic map making, cooking and mixology classes, and more. Fun experiences that can be given as gifts for fun at-home dates. Some of my favorites are date night painting classes, where you can spend 90 minutes with your sweetheart painting a romantic destination with no art experience necessary. The Great Indoors DIY Succulent Terrarium, where you can build your own self-contained and selfie-ready landscape in a one-hour home gardening class with all of these supplies mailed to you, and of course, a doggy cake and treats where you can learn to bake a canine-friendly layered cake with sweet, snackable dog treats in a 90-minute class. As a gift, in the past, we've also purchased personalized cutting boards, and they have really unique handmade wine glasses and other stemware as well. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and oftentimes handmade or made in the USA. They have the most meaningful and out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. Who knows what the holiday shipping season is going to look like, and the unique gifts at Uncommon Goods can sell out fast. So shop now and get your holiday shopping taken care of early. No matter what you're into, Uncommon Goods has the perfect gift, from art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not just the same lackluster gifts that you could find anywhere else. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Plus, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've actually donated more than $2.5 million so far. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/tribe. Again, that's uncommongoods.com/tribe for 15% off. And don't miss out because it is a limited time offer and the holidays are right around the corner. Uncommon Goods, we are all out of the ordinary. Also, speaking of Instagram and other social networks, one thing that Be Real doesn't have is any real social growth component. So there's the social component in that you can comment on your friends' posts, but there's no organic reach. There's no real reliable way to reach people who aren't following you. There's no real way to grow a following. I mean, I guess you could post all of your B-reels to the discovery page, but so far from what we've seen, that doesn't really lead to anything at all. Most people don't look at the discovery page because currently most people are using the B-reel app to just connect with their friends and basically see little authentic moments from their friend's day. Also, because the point of Be Real is to network with your friends, people seem to be following much less people. They are really following and becoming friends with only their group of close friends rather than becoming friends with hundreds and hundreds of people, because then you would have to look through hundreds of Be Reals every single day, and basically it will eventually turn right back into Instagram and it will defeat the purpose. Eventually Be Real will need an algorithm just to see what Be Reals we're most interested in. But currently, Be Real seems to be more of a between friends app and less of a business owner's app. Now, I'm sure there is someone out there who has already figured out a way to use Be Real for business, and I guess technically it could be a way to very authentically show people a product. Like, let's say I was an influencer or someone who had already established a large following on another platform, like TikTok or Instagram. I could post my Be Real link and tell people to follow me on Be Real, thus gaining potentially thousands of friends and followers on Be Real. And then when I post my Be Reels, let's say one day I happen to be sipping on a skinny tea that I was an affiliate for at the time that the Be Real went off. Well, I could be sipping on that and I could put a little caption that says, oh my gosh, this tea is so delicious and it helps me burn fat. I'm totally making this up. And then if I have those thousands of followers who discovered me on another platform, they might ask questions in the comments section and be like, hey, what is that tea? Where do I get it? Where can I learn more? And maybe that potentially leads to you directing them to some sort of sales page or an affiliate link, or even directing them back to Instagram or TikTok where they can learn a little bit more and potentially purchase that affiliate product. But again, I really only think that that would be possible if you already have a large social media following elsewhere and a really loyal and engaged group of fans. I don't even think that that would necessarily be super popular if you just had some loyal customers. I truly believe that that would need you to have fans who really cared about all of these super minuscule moments of your daily life. Then I could see this being a potential marketing strategy. But for the most part, for most people, I don't think Be Real is worth it. One statistic that I wanted to share with you, and this statistic comes from Sensor Tower, and TechCrunch was actually where I originally saw this reported on, and they broke down the percentage of people who have an app downloaded who open it every single day. So if 100 people have Instagram downloaded, how many people open Instagram every single day? Well, here is the data. 39% of people who have Instagram downloaded open it every single day. TikTok, 29%. Facebook, 27%. Snapchat, 26%. YouTube, 20%. So one out of every five people who has the YouTube app downloaded opens the app every day. Twitter, 18%. And then half that, the lowest on the list, is Be Real at only a 9% daily open rate. And to me, that was kind of shocking to hear, because the whole point of Be Real is to open the app every single day and post your Be Real. So a 9% open rate shows that even though they have 53 million downloads, and even though it's one of the hottest and fastest growing social media apps, it isn't really sticking. It isn't really lasting. People are using it for a couple of weeks and then they're kind of getting bored. They're kind of getting burnt out and they're kind of getting over it. At least that's what we've seen so far. So as it currently stands, I think it's mostly a fad. I don't think it's necessarily something that you should jump on. I don't think there's much marketing opportunity or room for growth and organic reach on the platform. It might be something fun. It might be something that you want to experiment with. It might be something that you want to keep your eye on. But as it currently stands, I don't think it's very necessary as part of your business plan. Thank you so much for listening today. I really, truly appreciate it. If you enjoyed today's episode, if you feel like you learned something new, we would really appreciate it if you left us a review of the podcast. You can either mention one of your favorite episodes or just mention why you like the podcast, or maybe you don't like our podcast. You can leave us a review letting us know that as well if you have any comments, concerns, or questions that you would like us to address. But thank you so much for listening. Really, it does mean a lot to both my mom and myself. Don't forget to be real. And as always, happy networking.